This is the Ultimate Attorney Podcast, the podcast for small law firms who want to create a thriving legal practice. Each week, we'll uncover the ways that you can improve your referrals, your marketing, and your business operations, helping you to generate more revenue and elevating your life and your law practice. In each episode, we'll tap into some of the closest guarded secrets from industry titans, thought leaders, and legal specialists. We're glad that you've tuned in. And once again, it's time to help you become an ultimate attorney. Hey, everyone, and welcome back to the Ultimate Attorney Podcast. My name is Dre Redfern.
And I'm Alexis Neely.
And we are so glad to have you with us again this week, where in this week's episode, we're going to take a slight deviation away from the business and metrics and growing and scaling and operations and all of those fun sort of things about growing your practice and take it to the home front, because we all know that if things are stressful at home, you take that with you to work and vice versa. Or if life is your life is cluttered and things are all over the place, you sometimes that ends up carrying over to work as well. So in this episode, we're going to walk you through what we each use and how we set up our home lives in order to lead successful businesses, and why for you and your law practice, it's important that you need to have help at home in order to build that successful law practice.
Yeah, this is so big. And I say this somewhat jokingly, but also somewhat not, that if I would have gotten this when I was building my law practice, I might still be married to my husband. It is that serious. And, you know, and I say it kind of jokingly, kind of not, because if you know me for any amount of time, you know that I actually still live with my husband, even though we've been divorced since 2006. And so he actually still does a lot of the help around the house. But I want to take you back to the time when we were actually married and we had two little kids at home and I was building my law practice and he was the stay-at-home parent. And from my perspective, and some of you might have spouses like this, or you might be the spouse like this, and I'm not proud of this, but from my perspective, we didn't need any outside help because, well, he's a stay-at-home dad. And so therefore, he should be able to do everything. He should be able to watch the kids. He should be able to clean the house. He should be able to do grocery shopping. He should be able to do all the errands. And he should be able to cook all the meals because he's the stay-at-home parent. And the truth is that because of this way of thinking that I had, we, the two of us, were often very resentful towards each other. I would, you know, spend all day building the law practice and in my office, and then I'd come home and immediately he would want to leave. And at the time I thought, God, he doesn't want to spend any time with me. He doesn't want to spend any time as a family. And the truth is that he was just exhausted after a day at home with, you know, a toddler and a baby. And I didn't really have a lot of understanding or perspective on that because I wasn't the one at home. You know, I was all day at work. And when I came home, I wanted us to spend time together as a family. And he and I didn't really know how to communicate about these things. And I think he and I both had the perspective that we should be able to do this without help. And we also both have the perspective that, well, we didn't have the money. We didn't have the money to hire help. Now, after going through a divorce, I can tell you that that was an extremely expensive endeavor, a divorce. And through that, I can tell you it would have been much less expensive to just hire support. Not to mention that had we hired the proper support back then, I would have been able to put even more attention and more energy into being even more creative in building my law practice. Now, I did a pretty great job. We did get to $1 million a year in revenue in just 3 years. So, you know, I don't know, maybe I didn't need to put more creative energy towards that. But I can tell you that we, as a family, and probably with my business team, we all would have done a lot better if I could have seen clearly that, in fact, yes, we did have enough money to hire support. And my guess is that so do you. You have enough money to hire support if you're looking at your resources properly. So now I want to fast forward. We're going to hear from Dre and his personal, you know, setup in a minute, but I want to fast forward to the reality right now. You heard me say, I still live with my kid's dad, my ex-husband. It's true. I do. We are roommates and very close friends. We do not share a bedroom anymore. We're no longer romantic, but we do co-parent our kids. And he's basically still the stay-at-home dad. But today, you know, 13 years later, I've gotten a clue. And that clue is that if I don't have enough support in the house for both of us, that we become resentful towards each other. We're always asking, well, what are you doing? And are you doing enough? And who's doing what? You know, you've had these conversations in your own house.
You keep track and you keep score against each other.
Oh, the keeping score. The keeping score is the worst. It's the worst. It's like the biggest thing that can like tear your relationship down and really put you in a negative mindset. So in our home today, in addition to him being the stay-at-home parent, our housekeeper lives with us and we do a trade with her where she cleans the house once a week, including my bedroom because he doesn't clean my bedroom, of course. So she does the whole house, including my bedroom. She does my laundry. And then I also have a personal slash executive assistant who does many of my errands. She does a lot of my scheduling. And then she also does a big organization of my clothes and all of those things as well at the house. And at times I've had multiple personal assistants. There's times that I've had actually multiple personal assistants as well. And that keeps our household happy. That keeps our household happy so that both of us can feel supported. And, you know, he does all of the like in between. He does all the grocery shopping. He does all the cooking. He does all of like the daily straightening up. He makes my coffee in the morning. He, you know, drives the kids everywhere that they need to be driven and, you know, all of that. And that combination for us keeps us all relaxed, not keeping score for the most part. Sometimes we get into little bits of scorekeeping. And if we do, that's a sign actually of that we need to, you know, sit down and have a family meeting and air our grievances and just move them through. And so that's really what it looks like at my house. That's what keeps the peace here and allows me to be most expansive in my mindset, most free to be able to deliver my best work in my businesses, and also to be, you know, most easy and easeful and relaxed with my family. So Dre, what about you? What does it look like for your family situation?
Yeah. So ours has changed and fluctuated quite a bit over the years, just based off of financial abilities and all of these sorts of things. Because when we were going through our, you know, our defamation lawsuit a few years ago, and you're massively in the hole, you justify to yourself like, well, I can't do any of these things because they cost money. Which was also a not so, you know, it's basically a story that we told ourselves, which, you know, everyone has them, right? But in our world, at least for me, I absolutely despise cleaning. And the only thing I hate more than cleaning is laundry. Yeah. And so if I didn't have someone, the laundry would like stack up and stack up and stack up and eventually overflow until it overflowed onto the floor. And then like, it would just like, it would never end. I despise it. And so I despise it so much that I just actively don't do it. And we all have those things in our life. For me, it's laundry. For other people, it's other things. But I actively avoid those things. And so the only way to get those things done is to have help and support. Mm-hmm. But I, you know, my wife and I are both entrepreneurs. And so we are, you know, we grow our own businesses. We focus on our own businesses that spending time doing laundry is a direct like reallocation of my time and focus.
That's right.
Where I should be focusing more on my number one ability, my superhero ability, my stupid human trick, whatever you want to call it. Everybody has different names for it. And so doing those sorts of things pulls my time away and focus from those things. So we have cleaning and help support. We do a deep clean. We have a group that comes in once a month to do a deep clean. And we have a personal assistant that helps us on an ongoing basis with odds and ends. And it's not massive amounts of time. This person is like part-time and basically just coming in, helping with cleaning, helping with organization, because my wife and I are both so scatterbrained on the home front that if we didn't have someone like that, it would just be a disaster. Mm-hmm. And so they help with a lot of that stuff. We found ours on care.com. Not that like it's a plug, but that's where we found ours. And we also have some help on the meal prep side, not within a particular individual, but we use one of those box services. So we've used like Blue Apron before, we've used HelloFresh and all of that sort of stuff as far as meal prep is concerned, because it dramatically shortens the time that, you know, grocery shopping would take or having someone else do it for you. And then you have to hassle like making it, piecing it all together. So we do that quite a bit as well. And that together helps alleviate some of the stress of daily life. But I guess the caveat to that is I was told probably 3 or 4 years ago that there's most likely someone in your life or in your surroundings who absolutely loves the things that you hate. Yes. And most likely those individuals can be paid a salary or hourly basis or whatever it is to do those things less than it would cost you to do them. And that simple little philosophy right there radically changed how I looked at all of this. And so we surround ourselves with, you know, several 8 and 9 figure entrepreneurs, some of which we had a dinner in downtown Dallas here at a friend of ours' house. They have a chef on staff. They've got 60 employees in their business. A chef is on staff, but the chef makes breakfast, lunch, and dinner for them in their home as part of like the ongoing sort of responsibilities. Mm-hmm. And that helps them to eat better, take that off of their plate, and take that off their plate, pun intended, and really help them live more like focused on what their goals and objectives were. And so what does this cost? Like, that sounds super awesome. Like, these are like, you know, first world problems. Like, yes, that's true. But what would it mean if you could buy back an extra hour of a day in your practice? So let's say 5 hours a week, let's say 20 hours a month, and let's just say, you know, 250, we'll just round up slightly, 250 hours a year. What would that be worth to you? Mm-hmm. And the question is, it's got some weight to it, because chances are that time would be worth quite a bit to you. Yet we see so often that many individuals have these, you know, this, whether it's meal prep or cleaning or laundry or household things that take up mental real estate during the day. And so even if you only allocate 5 or 10 or 15 minutes here and then another 10 or 15 minutes there, and then you go off and you have to go grocery shopping for 30 minutes or an hour, like, that time adds up substantially during your weekly basis. Yeah. Well, instead of having to think that or having that mental real estate, or instead of having to worry about those other things, if you were just to pay someone a very small, you know, nominal fee, whether it's $15 an hour when you're making $250 an hour, the offset in time freeing up that mental real estate could be a complete game changer inside of your practice. Because yes, we're talking about the home front, but simply buying back 15 minutes to an hour a day of like freeing that stuff off of your plate allows you to focus on your key fundamental abilities, whatever that may be, and worry less about the home front. And what that also does is, like, as Ali was, you know, mentioning, is it creates less potential points in which conflict can arise in your relationship. And so whether that's laundry or whether that's the, you know, house not being clean or whether that's this or that, it creates less points that those things can actually occur. If your spouse or significant other does stay at home, I agree with Ali. It's still great to actually get someone else in there to support or bolster some of those arrangements to take some of that off of that stay-at-home spouse or individual. Just because, yeah, you're exactly right, Ali. At the end of the day, they're like, hi, it's nice to see you, but I need to get the heck out of here. And you're saying, oh, I've been working hard all day. I'm excited to be home. And then it's like these passing ships. And we all know if passing ships keep passing, then it ends up being a recipe for disaster. So I love this. I think that it's so, so integral and so, so important. Everybody's going to be different, whether you have a chef on staff or whether you do, you know, you enjoy it and it's therapeutic for you, or you just do a meal prep. I think it's important to really realize what those pain points are in your home life, and then, you know, find ways to actually alleviate, mitigate, or eliminate some of those things that could actually buy you back more time during your work week.
Yeah, it's really critical for you to begin to see the cost of you giving energy to anything that is not really supporting you and your family as a whole to live your best lives. And part of you living your best life is you having the emotional freedom of knowing that the things that can get done by somebody else are getting done by somebody else. Again, unless you really love it. Like, if you love going to the grocery store, great, you go to the grocery store. But maybe you could just go to the grocery store on Saturdays. And recognizing that any thought that you have that says, I don't have enough money for this. If you're thinking that thought, I don't have enough money for this, what that needs to tell you is you are not using your law degree properly. Because if you are using your law degree properly in the way that we have taught in these episodes, the way that we teach here at New Law Business Model, the way that Dre teaches at Ultimate Attorney, you are charging enough for your services. You're engaging enough clients every month to be able to hit your financial goals. And you can absolutely, without question, afford the people that would love to be going to the grocery store for you, would love to be doing your laundry, would love to be keeping everything organized for you at home, putting away your clothes. That's the thing that for me, that's the one thing, Dre. The laundry itself, I probably don't mind. It's the putting away of the clothes. If it's left to me, it's just going to be piles. It's going to be piles in the corner of my room. But I love it when my room is really nice and clean. Like I've worked all day. I've been behind my computer. I come upstairs and my room is looking spotless. The candles are lit. There's a glass of water by my bed. You know, that to me is like, I feel successful. You know, I could have like the best launch of my program and enroll all these members. But if I came upstairs and my room was dirty and messy, I would not feel successful. It doesn't matter how good I did at work that day. I could enroll the best client ever. And if I come upstairs and there's piles of clothes in the corner, I'm just not going to feel successful. And so my guess is that there's some element of that being the same for you as well. And so instead of saying to your spouse, we can't afford this, or instead of saying to yourself, we can't afford this, or if your spouse is saying to you, we can't afford this, here's the mindset shift that I want to give you. How can we afford it? What are the shifts that I can make in my law practice to be able to afford it? Oh, maybe I can just get hired by one more client each month. Okay, great. Well, how do I do that? Okay, well, maybe you need to learn how to get hired by clients. Maybe you need to learn how to engage clients. Maybe you need to learn, you know, how to create an intake system. Great. Put your priority and focus and attention there and you will. Maybe you say, well, I need to charge more for my services. Okay, great. Get in place a fee quoting system that allows you to charge more for your services. So instead of saying, I can't afford it, get really clear on what you do want. Ask yourself how you can afford it. And if you're not sure about any of this, you can go through our Money Map for Lawyers program at moneymapforlawyers.com and you just map it out. And by the way, if you haven't gone through that with your spouse, if you're having any conflict around any of this with your spouse, go through that program with your spouse. Get really clear on what is important to you. If it is important to you, for example, to have, you know, a great food that's prepared for you or that gets delivered to you with all the ingredients already all there for you. So you're not like, oh, I wanted to make that thing, but I don't have the ingredient. Or if you really love to have a clean room or fresh clothes all the time, get clear, be honest about what frees you up so that you can then focus your energy and attention on serving your clients in a great way. Because when you are, and you know how to charge for your services and you know how to educate your community, you've got plenty of money to do it.
I think that it really is. We all, like I said a second ago, we have these stories that we tell ourselves that I can't do this or I'm not to that position yet. And that's one thing, if I could leave anyone with anything here in this episode would be, I would try to find whatever that is for you, because most likely it is a negatively held belief, and eliminate some of that stuff. Because when we did it and we took that step, the home front was easier, life was better, stresses were lower. And you're exactly right that you start creating the environment that you look forward to go home to. And one of my dear friends is the author of a book called Willpower Doesn't Work. His name is Benjamin Hardy. And the premise of that book, and really a lot of his writings, is getting to the point where your environment creates your reality. And if your environment is this cluttered, disorganized mess that's full of fighting or conflict because you guys are always keeping score with whatever else, well, then that obviously would carry into the work life. So what can you do to make your environment just absolutely wonderful, to fit you, support your lifestyle, support your focusing on work and being an attorney, and less on maybe the traditional way that you may have been, you know, viewing it? Now, that being said, You talk about these things in a dinner party and people will say, like, why on earth would you have a chef? Or why on earth would you need someone to do these things? We hear it all the time. And I just say, like, who cares what anyone thinks or says? Like, we are trying to help you create the environment that really tees you up for success. And taking that home front load off of your plate is just a brilliant way to do that.
It really is. And we know that when you do, and when you get your spouse or significant other on board with it, your life is going to get infinitely better. Now, you might say, I don't have enough clients. I don't have enough money. Well, then join us next episode for the Ultimate Attorney Podcast, where we're going to be talking about why you need to ditch the initial consultation meet and greet and what you can do instead. Because if you don't have enough money coming into your law practice, it might be because of the way that you're handling your initial consultation. So we will see you back here next time for the Ultimate Attorney Podcast, and we so look forward to it.
We'll see you there. Hey there, Dre Redfern here, and we appreciate you listening to this week's episode of the Ultimate Attorney Podcast. Now, before you go, I have three quick things for you. Number one, if you're not already receiving our free premium content, then go to ultimateattorneypodcast.com and register on the right-hand column to receive all of our best free resources. Now, when you do, we'll send you access to our next level law firm bootcamp, which is a 7-day video series to help you reduce the stress of running your law firm, create more revenue predictability, and sell your services with greater ease, and it's all completely free. All you have to do is visit ultimateattorneypodcast.com and register on the right-hand side. The second thing that I have for you is that Ultimate Attorney is going to be hosting a live 2-day event in Dallas, Texas on May 2nd and 3rd, and I would love to see you there. During these 2 days, we're going to walk you through our 6-part process to help you level up to create a 7-figure law firm and show you how you can radically scale your law firm to meet your goals. We're also giving away more than $2,000 worth of free templates, resources, and implementation plans to help you level up your law firm from the moment you leave the event. You're going to love it, and I would love to see you there. So for more information and to register, simply visit ultimateattorneylive.com. Number three, and finally, we don't monetize this podcast with ads or sponsors. So the best compliment that you could give us would be to rate us 5 stars on iTunes. And when you do, you'll be entered into our monthly drawing to receive one of our 3 courses that Allie and I offer that are valued between $1,000 and $3,000. So don't miss out on that opportunity, and we would greatly appreciate your share and your 5-star review. So that's all for now. Thank you again for listening to the Ultimate Attorney Podcast, and we'll see you on next week's episode.